Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock on the wall, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central, with the latest update on Tropical Storm Laura with 60-mile-an-hour winds and also Tropical Storm Marco with 40-mile-an-hour winds. Let's start off with the satellite here. We still have the hurricane hunters out there getting us the latest information, looking at the pressure, looking at the wind, looking at the structure of the storm, helping us out really come up with the forecast and watches and warnings. Now, one thing to note, we look at Marco here, the center right off the mouth of the Mississippi River. Most of the convection, most of the rainfall is well out to the east, impacting portions of the Florida Panhandle and into Alabama and Georgia. For Laura, right off the coast of Cuba there, still a lot of convection right around the center. If we've seen increase throughout the day today, and forecast to continue off the western portion of Cuba and out in the Gulf of Mexico, we expect strengthening with time. To look at Marco, quickly weakening system, however, still some winds and still some of that rainfall associated with it. The center right there off of the mouth of the Mississippi River. However, if you actually look at where all the rain is, well, it's well off to the east. So you can see some of this rainfall, some of these rain bands, and getting some the potential of waterspouts and tornadoes and just heavy rainfall in some of these areas. But you can see that in Alabama stretching all the way up from North Carolina, South Carolina, through Georgia, down through Alabama, Florida, just a large amount of that tropical moisture. So getting into looking at the next round, a stronger system is expected. So Tropical Storm Laura expected to become a hurricane once we get into the Gulf of Mexico with time. So let's follow some of the timeline here and see some of the changes that we have. This is 2 p.m. on Tuesday, 2 p.m. on Wednesday. So you can see that towards the middle of the week as we get closer and closer to the coastline here. And we now have hurricane watches for portions of the upper Texas coast through central Louisiana, and also hurricane watches for portions from the mouth of the river back towards that hurricane watch area. So we're going to look at that. Tropical storm watches, hurricane watches for portions of the coast. That means within 48 hours, you can start seeing some of these winds. And let's look at the Be Ready By graphic, and that really gives us an idea when some of those winds can arrive. So for preparedness for the storm, we're talking about definitely having everything ready today, wrapping things up tomorrow, because by the time we get to Wednesday, you're going to start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds arrive up the Plaquemines Parish, mouth of the river, and then spreading inland in Louisiana and also Texas during the day on Wednesday. So that's when we're going to see some of those greater impacts. Looking at some of those other impacts, we're going to start looking at rainfall and storm surge. Let's start things off with that rainfall. And this is the new graphic that we have. Some areas, the orange areas here, could see some 6 to 10 inches of rain. You can see that right along the track as we see the track move northward inland. So it's not just a problem on the coast. It also, you get some of this precipitation inland. You're seeing through much of Louisiana into Arkansas. And look at all the rainfall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe some areas getting 4 to 5 inches as well, stretching well into Kentucky and also Tennessee. So some of the other graphics we want to look at is also the brand new graphic that we have for storm surge. So this is looking at the storm surge potential, the maximum values at high tide, the highest that we can see. This is a graphic just to quickly look at some of these values associated with Laura. 4 to 6 inches of rain, but then 4 to 6 feet of storm surge. That's the difference that we're talking about. A lot of water, 7 to 11 feet of storm surge, just a dangerous, life-threatening situation along portions of the upper Texas coast through Louisiana. That's the most deadly part of these tropical systems, and that's what we're gonna have to keep an eye on. So we'll keep you posted here from the Hurricane Center. This has been Ken Graham here in Miami, Florida.